Now, Iran is in the eighth round of negotiations with the U.S. over outstanding issues on the way to a final deal on the Iranian nuclear energy program in Switzerland. Now, Iran's foreign minister, Mohammad Javad Zarif, says it's time for the U.S. and its allies to make a crucial choice. Zarif has, in a Twitter message, emphasized that it's high time that the U.S. and its allies choose between pressure and agreement. He says the Iranians have already made their choice, and that is to engage in talks with dignity. This appears to be the response to the U.S. President Barack Obama's message to Iranians on the occasion of the new Persian calendar year. Obama has called on Iran to seize the opportunity that he says may not come again anytime soon. Standing by in Lausanne with the very latest is Press TV's Homa Lezgi, and she joins us now via Skype. Homa, just walk us through the happenings at your end right now. Specifically, as I understand, talks have started again.
Yes, Kani's talks did start this morning between the ministers, Minister Zarif of Iran, alongside U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, also the U.S. Energy Secretary, Mr. Ernest Moniz, and Iran's Ali Akbar Salehi. But it looks like the meeting is now over. The Iranian team just came out of the negotiating room. We had a quick interview with Mr. Zarif as he was leaving, and he was going to back to his room, I presume, for further internal consultations as these talks are continuing. And Mr. Zarif said that he believed this meeting was a good meeting. I asked him about the reports that are coming concerning the arrival of the foreign ministers of European countries. He didn't confirm it. He said it depends on themselves. They may or may not come according to their own plans. But he said today a lot of consultations are going to take place between different delegations, internally between the delegations themselves. And this brings me to another report that I'm hearing about, and that is that it appears that there are disagreements or differences between the United States delegation and the European delegation. So this could be something that we could hear more about in the following days. But I can tell you, Kenny's, that these talks are continuing in earnest and in full details, taking place specifically at the level of Mr. Salehi and Mr. Moniz, who are discussing the technical matters. As I told you before, Kenny's, there are two or three disagreements reportedly remaining, and they are being discussed now. If today they do reach a conclusion concerning a common solution for these two or three remaining issues, including sanctions, research and development, and the duration of a deal that is according to reports, then we might actually see this political understanding being reached, an understanding for the sides to announce, at least verbally, that they now have the common solutions. It's now time to sit down and start drafting.
Okay, keep us updated on that. Homa, Press TV's Homa Lezgi, they're joining us from Lausanne via Skype. Homa, thanks very much indeed.